This is Alex Pardo coming to you from Portugal, and you're listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 227.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you? How's everything going, my friend? I hope that you are doing fantastic wherever you are, however you're listening to this podcast right now. So if you're listening, the date that this is that this episode got released, which is Thursday, August 2nd, I am actually in Portugal with my entire family. We were we flew into Barcelona on the 23rd, jumped on a week-long cruise with my family, and then now we're here with my extended family, my entire, you know, basically parents. My sister's getting married in a few days, her friends, our friends, and just having a great time out here. Definitely want to encourage you guys to connect with me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, reach out to me there. And it's just another way that you and I can kind of stay connected. So I really want to just thank you guys for taking the time to hop on another show here. I continue to just get overwhelmed with really positive feedback about the show. It's interesting to me. You know, I'm always asking people, you know, why do you tune in? What do you like about it? And I get a lot of different perspectives, right? There's some people that really, really enjoy these Q&A shows where it's just me on here. And then there's other people that really enjoy the interviews. So I'm just going to continue pushing forward. If there's anything in particular you want me to cover in the future, any topics, any guest, you know, a change in format, a suggestion, I'm always looking to improve this show. So definitely reach out to me. Shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Or you, as always, you can connect with me. Just go to flipempire.com and click on the Ask Alex link at the top. You can fire off a, you know, send me a voicemail and I will get back to you in an upcoming episode. So guys, I have had a crazy, crazy travel schedule over the course of the last 2-3 months. And while some of it has been business, a lot of it has just been, you know, creating memories and spending time with family and friends. You know, if you haven't already had an opportunity to check out the 3-4 minute video trailer that was produced for our holiday mastermind, which we had in Bimini last month, definitely check it out. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Instagram as a motorcycle just whizzes by my office here. So definitely check it out. You know, now that a couple weeks have passed and I've been on my vacation with the family, I've been kind of disconnected from the business while things are still, you know, rocking and moving forward. Thank God to my, to my team members for that. You know, it gives me an opportunity to just reflect. And I feel so incredibly blessed and appreciative of you and everything just around me, my team members, you know, people that listen to the podcast, like my inner circle, family, friends. I just feel so incredibly appreciative and grateful and just blessed. And so I just want to share that with you. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, having your own business and just getting the right people, surrounding yourself with the right people, creating systems in the business. And by no means, guys, am I trying to come on here and say I have everything completely dialed in, because I don't. I have challenges just like you and everybody else, right? But we're constantly progressing and moving forward. There's growth. There's growth personally. There's growth in the business. There's growth in my team members. And that comes from intentionality. And that comes from knowing exactly what you want, why you want it, having clarity, having focus, putting a plan in place, and getting buy-in from the team, okay? And that's what gives me and affords me and my family the ability to travel and disconnect from the business and do certain things, because I have systems in place, because I have the right people in the right seats, and I'm just surrounded by awesome people. Okay, so just wanted to share that with you, because you know I was just thinking, reflecting, and you know I'm asking like why am I here? Like how have you ever had those moments where you kind of just look around and you're like, how did I get here? Like not physically how you got there, but like what were the events in my life that led me to this moment? I don't know about you guys, but I'm constantly asking myself those types of questions. And it just, it blows me away how certain events, like it could be a conversation, it could be, something I hear. It could be just a random thought that popped up. It could be a certain question I ask myself, a certain, you know, person I meet that just sparks so much of a ripple effect on the rest of my life. And just, you know, I think that comes from, like I said, being strategic, being intentional, putting yourself in certain environments where it's going to inspire creativity. It's going to inspire the best version of yourself. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of share some of those thoughts with you guys. So, you know, it's interesting. We were out by the pool. You guys probably know if you've heard some of the podcasts and you've checked out that video trailer and seen some of the pictures from Bimini. But fortunately, we were able to like rent on Airbnb this like ridiculous beach mansion, right? And we were out by the pool. Like, what was so cool about this event is that everybody brought their families. And so, you know, this event is all about giving. It's all about business / masterminding. And it's about family, vacation, having fun. And we were all hanging out by the pool. And, you know, I was talking to like two or three of the mastermind participants and who have just become really, really good friends. Like, I see them as an extension of family. And we were just looking around and somebody said, and I won't mention their name, but somebody said like, can you believe we're here? And we were just looking around and we have like just beautiful white sandy beaches, like crystal clear blue water behind us. We have this ridiculous mansion in front of us. We're surrounded with our family, our friends, and everybody just kind of shut up for like 20 seconds. And we were just kind of like, you could tell people were just soaking it in. And you have to live in those moments. Right? You have to. And by the way, you don't have to be on an exotic vacation or anything like that to appreciate these moments and be in the moment. These are things that you need to constantly remind yourself on a daily basis to just soak it in, you know, regardless of whatever position or situation you're in. You know, you could be dealing with some really, really big challenges in your life. There's always something to be grateful for. There's always an opportunity. You know, I forgot who said it. You know, if you're above ground, it's a day to be grateful. You know, because there's people that aren't so fortunate. So this wasn't really planned. You know, somebody else mentioned to me at that event, like, you know, do you like write stuff down before you record this podcast? And, you know, believe it or not, I don't. I prefer to just kind of come on here and speak from the heart. And nothing is scripted. There's no agenda. Yeah, there's times where there's certain things I want to cover on the podcast that I kind of want to get off my chest and just share with you because I think it'll have an impact on you and your business. But this is an example of just kind of me just sharing from the heart and sharing things that are in my head and kind of I want to bring you in closer to me and I want to get to know you on a more personal level. And believe it or not, you know, that's why I love the podcast platform because it is very personal. Like even though this is being broadcast to thousands and thousands of people, right now you're listening to me and hopefully I'm connecting with you in some way, shape or form. So anyways, just wanted to share that with you. I actually have a couple of things I did want to connect with you on today. And it's, you know, I'm going to kind of transition and pivot here. If you're marketing for off-market deals, if you're doing, you know, if you're marketing to private sellers, you're looking to buy more houses, whether you're wholesaling, fix and flipping, you're looking to buy and hold, whatever the case might be, I want to share with you four things specifically that I think are going to allow you to get more juice out of the squeeze. And this is going to work for you regardless if you have a team or if you're just a one man, one woman show. And these are four things that you can do to pick up an extra few deals or put yourself in a position to, like I said, get more juice out of that squeeze. You're already paying for marketing or you're doing some type of sweat equity where, you know, you're door knocking or you're hustling for leads and for opportunities, whatever the case might be. Number one is just a mindset thing. You know, the last episode with Billy Ross, we talked a lot about mindset, so I'm not going to get too much into that, but, you know, expect to make more per deal. Okay, so elevate your mind and your thinking when it comes to sometimes, you know, we talk to people about the KPIs, right? The key performance indicators, the metrics in the business, the things that really move the needle. One of those KPIs is, you know, what's your average profit per deal, average profit per transaction? We were talking about that actually last month at the Holiday Mastermind, and some people were talking about, yeah, you know, we make 20 grand a deal on average, or we make 12, or we make 50, whatever the number is, right? And it sparked a conversation, and it's so true because I remember 2-3 years ago, I challenged my team, elevate your thinking, guys. Don't don't get pigeonholed into that particular metric. Raise the bar. Like, what if you just decided, you know what? I'm not going to make 20 grand per deal from now on. I'm going to make 25, right? And you just expect, you get what you expect. You know, like Tony Robbins always talks about where focus goes, energy flows. Expect to make more per deal. Challenge your team members, get that buy-in, and just raise the bar. Like today, right now, figure out what your average profit per transaction is and add an extra 5 or 10% to that number, which is not a lot, guys, which is not a lot. Like, there's so many ways you can get more margins out of your deals, whether it's better negotiating or nurturing your prospects better, your follow-up system, you know, how you take the seller through the sales process. Is it getting more buyers on your list? Is it, you know, pushing the envelope with your wholesale price and still leaving meat on the bone? Just expect to make more per deal. And I don't guarantee very many things, but I'm pretty confident that you're going to be very happy with the results. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, share with your team. If you have a team in particular, this is very relevant, but share with your team exactly how much it costs you as the visionary, as the entrepreneur, as the owner of the business. Share with them exactly how much it costs to get that phone to ring. You know, I remember this was probably, I want to say this was August, September, about last year. So almost about a year ago. Yeah, it was about a year ago, actually. My acquisition manager, I noticed that they weren't picking up the phone like as quickly as I would like them to pick it up, right? Because we have Pat Live as a backup. And I kind of hate when calls get to Pat Live because they're just going to follow a script, right? They're not going to treat that lead the same way my team would. And the phones were blowing up. And I just noticed that they weren't getting to those calls as quickly as I would like them to. And I asked one of my acquisitions people, I said, do you have any idea how much money I have to spend in order to get that phone to ring? And he was absolutely clueless. He had no idea. Like, he just knew that, hey, it's part of our job is to get the phone to ring. And, you know, his job is to take that call and go meet with the seller and see if we can help them, take them through the sales process, right? He had no clue. Well, when I shared with him what it cost me every time that phone rings, and this is the type of data you have to know. This is why KPIs are so important. You have to know how much it costs to get your phone to ring. Share that with your team and it puts things in perspective. Now, all of a sudden, he knew the dollar amount. Every time that phone ring, I said, pretend this is your money that you were spending to get that phone to ring. And it really, really, like, just, it set, he was operating from a different frame now, right? Because I got that buy-in from him. I got, hey, put yourself in my shoes. Put yourself in these shoes. You are spending good, hard-earned money to get that phone to ring, to line up opportunities for you and the rest of the team, so that we can fulfill our purpose, so that we can help people in South Florida with unwanted properties, you know, so that we can live one of our core values, which is going above and beyond. I got that buy-in from him and it totally changed the game. Like, they were on it like white on rice because now they understood what it cost to get that phone to ring. So that's the second thing. Number three, ask your sellers, what made you call? Like, what was it? Now, I'm not talking about, and I'm not asking them, like, we're not talking about the conversation of what mail piece brought in that lead, because that's already being tracked. But specifically, hey, what, I'm just curious. And this is after you've taken them through a particular process. You know, you can ask these people on the phone after you get the relevant, important information. Just, hey, as an aside, I'm just curious, you know, like, what made you call? They might say, oh, I've been getting these postcards forever, these letters forever, whatever it is. Especially when you're at the appointment, you know, whether it's you or an acquisitions person, ask them, you know, just curious, what made you pick up the phone and contact us, right? Especially since they're probably getting hit up by like a ton of other people. This is information that you can use in your marketing. Okay. Very, very important. Number four, and the last thing I want to share with you here before we wrap it up, is as the visionary, as the entrepreneur, if you have a team, if you have somebody that's meeting with sellers on your company's behalf, if your acquisitions person walks away from that appointment and they don't get the contract, right? They don't come to an agreement with that seller. Follow up with the seller the next day and do a QC call, you know, quality control it. Contact the seller, introduce yourself, ask them. Number one, you want to find out, how did your acquisitions person do? right? So it's a QC. Like, how did they treat you? You know, did they answer all your questions? Did they make you feel comfortable? Whatever questions you want to ask, but you're kind of just checking up. Hey, how did that go? And then number two, you're trying to find out, can you bridge the gap? Is there something that maybe your team member missed, or maybe the seller was just not in the right frame of mind. Maybe they had an opportunity to sleep on it. Call them the next day and see if there's a way you can bridge that gap and potentially close that deal. Okay. So those are the four things I wanted to share with you guys, aside from, you know, everything I covered at the top of the show. Number one, mindset. Number two, share with your sales team. Number one, mindset, just expecting to make more per deal. Number two, sharing with your team exactly how much it cost in marketing to get that phone to ring, how much it cost to get an appointment scheduled, etc. Number three, asking sellers, hey, what made you call? What made you want to meet with me? You know, what was it? And try to get some specific data, because now this is stuff that you can use in your marketing. And last and not least, you know, if you have somebody meeting with sellers on your behalf, do a quality control call. You know, follow up after the appointment, contact them, ask them, hey, you know, how did he do? How did he or she do? Did they answer your questions? Did they make you feel comfortable? You know, how would you kind of rate them? And then see if there's a way to bridge the gap. Obviously, he walked away. He or she walked away. They couldn't do the deal. See if there's a way, something that you can do to make that happen. So, guys, that's all I got. I'm going to, I'm going to get back here to my family and friends. And I'm really, really looking forward to some cool upcoming episodes I have planned for you guys. Again, if we're not connected on social media, find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. I think Instagram is Instagram.com/AlexPardo25. And yeah, guys, I just, you know, I want to be able to interact with you on a more personal level aside from the podcast. So guys, thank you so much. Really, really grateful for you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And we'll talk soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.